Nation. Hey.
What's up, folks?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
All right, family. What's on the menu today? Well, y'all, Cardi B and Offset welcome their second child. We'll tell you all about it.
Plus, we're going thirst trapping with Mary J. Blige and David Beckham.
Ooh. Ooh, and later, Andrew Foy talks to Tiffany Haddish about her new movie, The Card Counter. But HK, what you got first, brother?
All right, my friends, looks like there's some trouble in paradise for Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin. All right, now roll with me real quick. Now, recently, Scott got messy when he DM'd Kourtney Kardashian's other ex, Eunice Benjamin, about Kourtney's PDA with Travis Barker, right? Yeah. Well, Scott's current girlfriend, you know, as she should, kind of had a problem with all this. So Amelia Hamlin didn't take too kindly to Scott obsessing over his baby mama, and she shaded him on IG by wearing a shirt that said, "Don't you have a girlfriend?"
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, he does.
Oh, yes.
Trouble in paradise.
So, head crack, there is more, honey. Now, she posted a subliminal message today to Scott saying, "Never, honey, settle for less. And this is it, honey," among other things, baby. Yes, she did. Now, sources are saying, y'all, that Scott and Amelia, honey, are definitely taking a break. Meanwhile, honey, Miss Kourtney is living her best life. Now, she posted, then deleted, y'all, these unfiltered swimsuit pics, honey.
She looks great. She looks great.
Yeah, now, Kourtney's looking good, good.
Wow, she looks really good.
Somebody used the telephoto lens on that booty, I gotta say.
Yeah. You know who the real winner is? Amelia's parents. You know, they're doing cartwheels right now. They're so happy. Yep. She is taking a break from this man. She's like, yes, thank God, Amelia. Thank you.
Lisa Rinna, you know what? Yeah. She probably bought the T-shirt from Lisa Rinna's store. What's her name? Bella Gray, her store?
Right.
On HSN.
All right, are y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah. It's time for a Dish Baby Report. Well, we gotta send congratulations to 3-year-old Culture Kiari, who just became a big sister. Her parents, Cardi B and Offset, welcomed their second child together over the weekend. Now, we don't know the name just yet, but Cardi shared a picture with the baby's birthday, 9/4/21, which means the lucky baby shares the same birthday with Beyonce, who turned 40 that day.
That's cool.
And Offset dropped his own pic where he's holding the baby saying chapter 5, because the new baby is his 5th child.
Wow.
Now, in a statement, the couple said, "We are so overjoyed to finally meet our son. He's already loved by so much family and friends and can't wait to introduce him to his other siblings." Now, Gary, I know you. In this picture, you ain't paying attention to nothing but this Louis Vuitton blanket.
You know damn well I am. I'm like trying to help with Cardi and that baby, honey. I'm looking at the Louis Vuitton blanket. I was wondering, though, Brad, if it was cashmere or if it was cotton. But it's really cute, though, girl.
Do y'all think they induced the labor so the baby would have the same birthday as Beyonce? Because I would tell my baby mama, like, yo, can you wait so y'all share a birthday with Beyonce? Can we wait, Doc?
No. Who would want their birthday overshadowed by Beyonce's? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, y'all, speaking of babies, Real Housewives of Orange County alum Vicki Gunvalson is about to become a grandmother again. She posted a picture from her daughter Brianna's private, and I say private, gender reveal party showing pink smoke. So she'll have her first granddaughter, which is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But, y'all, there's just one problem.
What?
Vicki did not have permission to post the picture. That's why it was private.
Ooh.
And her son-in-law, Ryan Culberson, he is livid. Check out his IG story.
You ever get really good news and then find out your mother-in-law ruins it? Well, it happened to me today. Oh, yeah, we're having a girl.
You know what? He has every right to be mad.
You have a reality show, Brad, and we all know that everything is a storyline. So do you run into that with people in your life of, you know, putting things out that maybe they want in private? Because I would think that happens a lot with reality.
Not people that know me, girl. Not people that know me. My grandmother or mother would have never posted something without me getting the opportunity to do it first.
Everybody you know kept it quiet about the whole party with you and your lady about the wedding ring. Nobody said nothing.
Yeah, they did, except JD. JD posted a picture.
Grandparents got rights too, honey. Vicky has rights to post that picture if she wanted to. She's a grandparent, and he should be happy to be in her family, because we wouldn't know who in the hell he was had he not been married to Vicky's daughter.
But Vicky should know the game well enough to where, like, okay, you want to post things on social media, but you got to make sure it's cool with the parents of the actual child first before you blow that, because maybe they was trying to hold that for a specific time, space, and place where they wanted to post it.
Exactly.
Right. Had it not been for Vicky, we would not discuss neither one of them had it not been for Vicky.
I still don't know who these people are.
All right, well, move over, Martha Stewart, because Kanye West is launching a homeware line, y'all. Oh, Lord.
Okay,
reportedly, Ye's company, Mascot Holdings, Inc., has filed a trademark application to use his name, Kanye West, on a home decor line that will include a variety of products, such as shower curtains, textile wall hangings, tile placements, and an array of blankets, darling. And get this, the move nearly comes a year after Kim announced her own home goods line. So what do y'all think about this? I mean, are they going to be a competition or what?
And you know, and I trust Kanye West for some interior design more so than Kim Kardashian, because even before Kanye got with Kim, he always was like really big on minimalism.
That's true.
He'll probably have like that very sleek, exotic fly stuff that'll like, you know, add some pop to your home decor.
So, Gary, if you were to have your own homeware line, what would you launch it as? What would it be and what would you sell?
Mm. I would probably have some nice candles, nice soy candles. I would probably have a nice fragrance. I would have nice curtains and shower curtains.
What would the scent be, Gary? What would the scent be? Penis envy?
No, it would probably be...
Ooh?
Yeah, some like pistachio.
Some what?
That would be a nice fragrance. It would be a great line.
Like pistachio. Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. It is time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
All right, up first is our girl Mary J. Blige, and she is giving them hell, y'all. She's serving hair, diamonds, body, palm trees, sand, everything while she's up posing on the beach in Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
With the caption, she grabbed this caption from Jay-Z, y'all. If it wasn't for these pictures, they wouldn't see me at all, end quote.
Ooh,
wow, Mary J.
I love this.
She is serving it up. The queen, I love what she's doing. Everything. It's
everything.
It's thirst trapping. Yes. I want to drink it.
Mary J. Blige is out here putting the cake in Turks and Caicos.
Yes.
I would definitely get caught in that trap.
Yes.
Shout out to Mary. She looking phenomenal.
So, y'all, you got to do it like it's your birthday. Baby, yes, because it looks like Victoria Beckham gave us all a happy little Sunday. So, Victoria shared a scrumptious picture of her husband, David Beckham, in the pool with his little backside up and his Versace briefs pulled slightly down under his cheeks.
Wow.
With the caption, happy Sunday. You're welcome, Sherry.
Wow. Sherry, I promise you, honey, she must have talked to Trick Daddy before that pose. And I'm telling you, honey, that's what that
is. Trick Daddy.
Yeah, Google it. It'll make a lot more sense. It'll make a lot more sense if you know what he's talking about. Yeah, Google it. Yikes.
All right, y'all. Well, switching gears, man, we would like to send our condolences to the family and friends of Michael K. Williams. Mm. Now, he got caught holding yesterday at the young age of 54. And Michael K. Williams was best known for his role of Omar on Hawaii in Lovecraft Country. The community really, really, really lost a deep and amazing soul. An actor as well as a friend. And he will be greatly missed. Rest in heaven, King.
Yes.
Keep it locked. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we're back. Now, it looks like Megan Fox served the man Machine Gun Kelly a dish to remember, y'all. The Fox posted a pic looking super cute and a really fly little mini skirt ensemble standing in front of a massive dining room table from the couple's $30,000 a month Airbnb with the caption, "When I tell you that the table at this Airbnb saw some things," and then Machine Gun Kelly came through and kind of co-signed it with a real quick post and delete comment. And he wrote, "I'm really glad that's not our table anymore." Yo,
okay.
It sounds like they got it popping.
Wow. Is that an extra deposit for what went on at that table?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
they
what
may need to replace the
thinking.
Table.
This is why you bring wipes to an Airbnb, because you never know who stayed there prior to you, so you can just disinfect everything. You can give everything another go with some wipes.
Oh, yes.
Yo, Brad, let's do this Family Feud style. Can you take a guess what was probably being eaten at that table?
Leg and thigh, Brad. Leg and thigh.
Legs and thighs.
Oh, damn.
Definitely leg and thighs, I'm thinking.
So, first of all, I'm looking at this going, that looked like it hurt on that table. My table couldn't hold my weight because it's made by IKEA, so it would have broke. All right, everybody, let's give it up for Brad and Gary, a hand to our own. Because Dish Nation's very own Brad and Gary were honored Atlanta Black Gay Pride Pure Heat Community Festival. This looked like so much fun, I gotta say, because Brad got the festival popping, and she hit the stage to perform some of her hits. And of course, her fiance, Jessica Judy Dupar, was right by her side showing some mad love. Also, Gary and his team was honored at the Vision Community Foundation Black Tie Gala, and all the proceeds from the weekend's festivities are used to benefit homeless LGBTQ plus youth and those impacted from HIV AIDS. So this was a good time for a good cause.
Wow.
Brett and Gary, how does it feel to be honored?
Well, I was very, you know, it was very touching, honey, to be honored that night. I mean, because I didn't even anticipate this award, first of all, honey. When they called me and told me that I was going to be receiving it, it really touched me. And, you know, the picture that they posted on the flyer for me being at the award, it kind of brought tears to my eyes because it was a picture that I had taken, you know, the day before I was going to have surgery for my cancer.
It was amazing to feel so much love. It was almost like everybody was on one accord and you could just feel the love and it was no feeling like it. And I really appreciate Vaughn for giving us that honor. And she was crying and everything, but she was crying because I had flew somebody in who's one of her best friends she hadn't seen in years.
Wow.
And to honor her with that award, and it just touched her. And that was the best moment for me as well. Like, and hearing everybody sing my song, and it was just warm. Like, it was a closed room, but it was very open and very packed.
I love it.
It was everything. It was everything.
One thing, when you was flowing on that stage, that ring was blinging. We all saw that ring and that booty. Ring, it's nice to see your booty. You don't see it much, but that booty was going, and that ring was blinging.
I tried to keep my jacket on, but I got hot.
Stop it. Well, congratulations to both Brett and Gary. We love you both. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Felicidades.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing. Yes. Wow.
Okay, y'all, today's deal is the Swiss Tech 11-piece makeup brush set with bonus carrying bag. Woo! These tools will have your face beat, honey, and help you show off your natural beauty and leave a flawless finish, darling. This high-quality 11-piece set will have you feeling like a pro makeup artist with its no-shed brushes and handmade bamboo handles, perfect for liquid powders and creams.
Ooh, now, Brett, you're not lying, child. Now, this is a great deal. Now, you get brushes for your foundation, your eyes, blush, concealer, highlighter, and baby a storage bag. Now, this is wonderful.
Yo, man, nothing beats a good deal. How much is it?
Well, usually this set can run as high as $50, but for our lovely dishettes out there, it's only
$15.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Tiffany Haddish is ready to talk about her new movie, The Card Counter, with Andrew Freund. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here at the Tivoli Palacio Hotel in Sintra, Portugal. But first, I am about to speak with Tiffany Haddish about her new film, The Card Counter. Take a look.
You count cards, right?
I'm not that smart.
But you win. You need someone to stake you.
That's what you do. You run a stable.
I'm always looking for a good thoroughbred.
First of all, look... How does it feel to be a blonde?
It feels good. You know, I'm working on appropriating the white culture, and I feel like I'm doing a good job at it.
I gotta hand it to you, Tiff. Bravo. Bravo. You know, we've talked a lot over the years, Tiff, but are you a gambling woman? Could I go with you to Vegas? What would that be like?
You can go with me to Vegas, but we're gonna be dancing a lot and going to shows. I'm not big on gambling. Like, we can stop at a table or we can stop at a slot machine, but $20, and after that, I'm on to the next thing. If we lose the 20, we gotta go. If the 20 times to 100, we can decide. Just like we put the $20 in our pocket, we got that. Now we gamble with the rest of the money. And if that grows, great. And, you know, no more than 2 hours. If we there for more than 2 hours, we doing too much.
Okay, so you're okay with leaving the table and going to see Magic Mike or something?
Yes! Definitely. Show me the Thunder Down Under.
Tiff, let's just say, like, we were going to have another celebrity come with us on this gambling trip or Vegas trip. Who do you think would be a good kind of gambling partner to come with us in your life, and why?
A gambling partner to come with us, that's probably Dave Chappelle. I would say Dave. Because he's going to have good commentary at the table. He's going to be funny. When you mess up, he's going to tell you you messed up. It's going to be a good time. And we're not going to get no sleep. We're going to be out.
What are we drinking? What are we drinking? Let's cut to the chase.
We're drinking vodka on the rocks. That's what I'm drinking. Vodka on the rocks, baby. That's what I'm drinking. With a little lemon. Maybe some strawberries in there, fresh strawberries or berries in it to make it, you know, antioxidant. But in the lemon to make it alkaline. But otherwise, that's what I'm drinking, boo.
I'm in Portugal right now in a palace. So, would you want to come over here?
Yes. Okay, first of all, what you doing in Portugal? Are you Portuguese? If why don't I know this already? Second, whose palace you in? Are you sleeping in that palace? And how long is the flight? My friend, she got a house there. I can get there.
Obviously, this movie's about gambling. How do I do a poker face? What's the best way for me to do a poker face? Give me some tips.
Let me give you, okay. Smile, raise your eyebrows. Remove the smile. Bam.
There go your That's phone. It? Is the Botox letting me raise my eyebrows?
Got it. Yeah, smile. Raise your eyebrows. Drop the smile. Poker face.
Pam, Tiff, I love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. It's so good to see you, Andrew.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all. Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac made the red carpet and social media extra hot with their chemistry while promoting their new HBO show, Scenes from a Marriage, at the Venice Film Festival. Ooh, it was steamy. Ooh. Take a look.
Two people have done it together.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let me tell you, if I was Oscar's wife, I'd be like, okay, let me go get my little lingerie set out because I need to take care of him.
But if you put on the lingerie, Sherry, and you don't get that look, there's a problem, okay?
I know, that's right.
And you don't get that reaction,
look right there.
There's a problem.
Did you see the look he gave Jessica? He looked at her like, I want some of the yum. Give me some right now. Oh, I can't wait.
They make Lady Gaga, honey, and Bradley Cooper look like amateurs, girl. Ain't no way in hell.
Yeah.
Right. I was Oscar wife or Jessica husband, honey. Did you see how he sniffed up her arm?
Does it make you want to watch the show by looking at this?
It makes me want to watch the show. It makes me want to be single. It makes me want to do all kinds of things, but that's just me.
And I don't do that.
Yeah,
but the moral of the story is get you somebody that looks at you like Oscar did to Jessica.
I'm putting that on my Bumble profile.
Make love to that armpit.
If you don't sniff my underarm, it ain't.
Yeah. It's not love. It's not
You're
love,
so silly, Sherry.
Sherry.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.